Okay, we're up to the final two Mishnayos of Maseches Maaseres. Here we go, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. Chorei hanemolim, the seeds of the grains which are found inside the ant holes. Shalonu bitzat harei mechayos, that the shalonu, the ants were there, by that spot for a night. Bitzat harei mechayos, meaning the holes themselves that are next to the piles of tua, which are chayev, are going to be chayev and meiser. Hare elu chayavim, these garinim, these seeds so far in the holes, are going to be chayav and meiser. Sheyode shemedaber agamor, because you know that they were from grains or produce which was already finished its gemar malacha, because by the pile. Hayagorin kol laila, and what happened probably was the ants were dragging the seeds to that spot the whole night. We assume that they dragged it from the arema, from the pile. Okay, last Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to talk about different types of vegetables that are exempt from Meiser, based on the reason that we're going to say in our Mishnah. Okay, fine. Shum Balbechi. It's a type of garlic which grows in Balbechi, which was a city, was near the Lebanon mountain, which the commentaries tell us. And Ubetzal, an onion, shall Rachba, which was a name of outside, land placed outside of Israel. Ugrisin Hakilokin, these half-sized beans, which come from a place called Kilokin. Hadashin, these beans, Hamitrios, the Egyptian beans. So Rameir says all these things, and Af HaKarkas, and even Yerushal adds a carcass type of cabbage. Rambam says a type of bean. And Rabbi Yossi adds into this list of, we'll see, of what? Af ha, Af HaKotnim. HaKotnim, he understands Rabbi Yossi as, otherwise read it as Kutnim, are types of bean also. All of these are Peturim and Amayser, can be exempt from tithing because they are from Chutz La'aretz, outside the land, and there's nothing similar in Israel. And therefore, the Chaim did not make you Chayiv on fruits outside the land of Israel, except for the fruits which are quite precise and similar to that in the land itself. Okay, nilkachim v'nilkachim mikol adam mishvis. You can buy them from anybody in the Shemitah year, knowing that you've taken care of your obligation, basically, which there isn't any. Zera luf ha'elyon, zera kreshim. So zera luf ha'elyon is the seed, the upper seed of a type of onion. Zera kreshim, actually. So you have the Zera luf is this type, as we said, the type of bean, of this type of onion. Zera kreshim is a type of cress. Zera bitzalim is a type of onion seed. Zera lefes vitznono, so shar zeru negina she'enu nechalim. All those other types of vegetables which are not normally eaten are going to be pater minam p'torus minam maiseres, because they're not typically eaten. V'nilkachem mikol adam shvias, you can buy them from anybody in shvias, even if someone who's not so much trusted in Shemitah year about their tithing. Af al pi she'avien truma, and even though even if their father, meaning the plant that originally was planted, the seed itself came from something initially which was chayav and truma. Hare elu yochelu. These are going to be totally permissible to eat without separating truma, because it's not called, we only call something gidule truma, things which are roi lachila. Stop there. Salik Maseches Maaseres.